The two districts have been linked by geography, history, and economics. In the 85th, incumbent Democrat Mandy Wright blames Wisconsin's lagging job growth on the Walker administration.
Accept the federal funds for the statewide expansion of Badger Care. Invest in our public schools. We spent the money that was projected as a surplus before it even came in the door. And that's never responsible. That's not what families do. And that's not what our government should have done.
Wright is facing a grassroots challenge from Republican Dave Heaton, who says government is not the answer.
Small businesses get hit harder with the regulatory burdens. There's things we can do to streamline the regulatory process. There's things we can do to help small businesses. Certainly, we need to keep our taxes lower and be more competitive with other states.
The 86th district stretches from the Wausau City boundaries to Marshfield. Incumbent Republican John Spiro says his party has done positive things since taking power.
Our unemployment rate is down the lowest since 2008. You look at what we did from turning around a deficit to a positive is impressive. So when you look at things, I'm looking at it from the standpoint that Wisconsin is going forward.
Not so, says Spiro's opponent, Democrat Nancy Stensel, who is also running a grassroots campaign.
To make money, you need to spend money. And raising the minimum wage in itself is a job creator. People need a living wage. There is no reason on the face of this earth somebody should be out there working 40 hours a week and still have to rely on food stamps.
The candidates made their comments at a Wisconsin Public Radio-sponsored debate in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.